Josh Berman. Anybody has any medical problems? Josh Berman is the guy. You only do emergency things, you can do anything, right?
I mean, what?
I mean, not only emergency things, you can do anything.
Perfect.
Okay. Goes without saying. Okay. Let's continue. So yesterday we were trying to go through the relationship between Yush Gazel and Yushar Aveda and to try to track it and trace it through various issues. And what we were doing was comparing Yush Gazela to Yush Aveda on one side and to Shinui Kona on the other. And it's possible that it's something in between, especially if you take the view that Shinui Kona works off the original Kinyani Gzela and that Yush Aveda is irrelevant to Yush Gzela. Maybe Yush Gzela actually is a pure Kinyan Gzela, in which case it would be different from both. And we went through a number of the issues, a number of the Nafkamina. I just wanted to mention one or two towards the end that I was running. I just wanted to expand on them for a minute. One is the question of Shevach, Ashenis Gadel, the appreciation between the Geneva and the Yush, which they say is a parallel question to the issue of Shinui. Because we know in Shinui Kona that that's a huge Machlokas HaRishonim. That's two Girsos in Tosas Tzadi Hei Amud Aleph. The Gra changed the Girsa, the 2 days in the Rush in the beginning of the ninth parak. When we say Kala Gazonim Mishamim Kishas HaGzela, whether that means that who's that? Oh, Yoshua. Whether that means that there's someone from the back, like, you know, a shadowy figure. Whether that means that 1 minute before the Shinui, the Kinyan, or it means literally Kshasa Hagzela itself. That's 2 days in the Rush, and we discussed at the time it has to do with comparison to Tavra Vashasya. It has to do with, more particularly, whether Shinui Kona is independent, Mechayiv, and Kinyan, or whether it just completes the original Kinyanim. And therefore, it's definitely relevant to ask the same question about Yeush. The problem is that with Yeush, we have much less evidence. So I just wanted to mention on the evidence side of it, where does this come up? So we do have a discussion about what happens to the Shevach in Yeush. The problem is that the known discussions, at least known to me, are all on a Durabanan level. So just, you know, where you need to consult is, where do you need to consult? Where is this Gemara discussed? Where is this discussed in the Gemara? Gittin and Hamid Beis. And what's the context?
Shita Tula, that the Rabbanan were Gmuva Bereshusei and Rabbi Zishayla, whether that's Mishas Gneva or Mishas Hektish, but it doesn't at all mention
Mishas Yeyush. Yeah. So that's, and what's the context there? So certainly that's about a din rabbanan, right? Whether ukmu rabbanan, the Gemara says ukmu rabbanan bershusei kehechid lechayev alei. Lechayev alei what? What's the context?
Karis for shchutei chutz.
Karis for shchutei chutz. If you take the animal and you shecht it b'chutz, you stole the animal and then you shecht it b'chutz. So the Gemara seems to say there's a chi of karis. The Gemara says that can't be because how could it be a chiyuv kari? How could you make it into a karban if you doesn't seem like Yush Kedi is kani? So the Gemara says the karis is drabanan. So the Gemara says, how could it be? What, no such thing as karis drabanan. Achiku alei karis medivrei miika. Amal rabba gaba rabba amar milsa lo tachiku ala, which is a good etza tova for us all. Karis al yedei divreim. Not that the karis is drabanan, but that the karis is a result of a din drabanan. The din drabanan is the din of ukmua rabanan birshusei kihechid lechayev alav. Okay. Then the Gemara says ho bada mi boile ki ukmua rabanan birshusei mishas gneva. Exactly what Ephraim just said. Mishas gneva o mishas hekdesha. Lemainav kemino legizol seha u vlado seha. Now the Gemara says the conclusion is, what's the conclusion? Mishas Hekdesha, shelo yehe chote niskar. Okay. So the option seems to be Mishas Hekdesh or Mishas Gneva. But Mandakar Shemei, Mishas Yiyush. So who discusses that point? Brian? They do, kind of. Agav, we'll get to in this just a second. You're right, Tosas does. And Al-Attar, who discusses it in the sugya there, the Rajba. by the Rajba, the Sigidair says, well, what about Yush? And does it matter whether Yush could eat Kani? Of course, if Yush could eat Kani, that should be a different story. And so that's the discussion of the Rajba. We'll leave the details for now. When we finish with the Marmakomos that I gave you, including the Rambams, etc., so that I want to look to the quick survey of the Tosasin, I should just mention. Our big Tosas, Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Tosas parallel one in Sukkah, Lamed Amud Aleph, and in Gittin Nun Hey Amud Beis, the question of Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. And also look at the Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar. I should just add Simin Kuf Chaf, I believe. Okay, so then we'll talk about that maybe a little bit more. But the Rajba in Gittin discusses that, important discussion of that. And you're right, Tosas does as well, but you have to know which one. So which one? Samach Vav Amud Beis. Who just said that? Who says Samach Vav Amud Beis? Oh, a few people said it at the same time. Who said it? Shlomo? Oh, Yahushua said it. Okay. Yeah. Correct. And which Dibur Maskil? Is it Samach Vav Amud Beis or Samach Zayin Amud Beis? Just one second. No. Samach Vav Amud Beis Shema Mishnah doesn't discuss that, does it? I don't think so. Okay, which one, Yahushua? Where is it? Samach Zayin Amud Beis Divar Maskil Rava. Correct? So if you have it there, just the end of Tosas. You have the line there, Yoshua? V'chein mashma banizakin. The question is whether or not Rava holds a Yush Kedi Kani or Lo Kani. There's an interesting line in Tosas. Tosas here, Dir Maskel Rava. The Chain Mashma, again, fill in whatever we haven't done here. We're just going to speak about quickly Mishkav and the Karbon of Eloah Gazel. Well, we're going to hit all this, but quickly. After we finish the things that I already gave you to look at. The Chain Mashma Banizakin, the Rava Isla Yush Kedi Lo Kani. Right? Dubai Rava, Kiyu Kumur Abana Bershusei Mishaz Geneva. Oh, Mishas Hegdesh, the mind of Kemina Bechula. That's the Gemara that we just quoted. The E Yush Kani tells us an interesting line. Lechola Pachos Mishas Yush Kvarhu Birshuse. Tells us saying that if Yush Kadi would be Kani, then the Gizos of Lados Lechola Pachos would be Mishas Yush. What's important about this line, as what's important to the Rajba, is the Gemara's discussion, as we mentioned, is totally a Din Rabbanan. It's based on a circumstance of Hikdisho. Whether it's all Hikdisho or only Shkutei Chutz, that seems Machlokas Rashi and Tosas, and the Rambam gets involved, possibly the Rambam and the Ravid, that's one understanding of Reb Chaim, in Ochas Yisurim Mizbeach, that whether or not that halacha of Ukmura Bana Bershuso, is that triggered only by the effort to do Shkutei Chutz, or any time you're Makdish, the Chayfetz. Okay, good. That's a very limited halacha, and it's certainly within the parameters of Yush Kedi Lo Kani. But if you hold Yush Kedi Kani, right, so it seems obvious that you would have to wait till Shas Hekdesh, because you're Kone. But is it so obvious that you won't then retroject the benefit of Shevach to the Gneva? Again, and Lu Yitzuri, lest you say, well, why should you do such a crazy thing? If Yush is Kani, then let the Kinyan, let the Shevach begin Mishas Yush. The answer is, we have the precedent in Shinui, which makes it a very relevant question. We know that in Shinui, it goes back according to the Rush, and according to one understanding of Tosas and Sadihe, depending on which Girsa you have. Kuroz Girsa, right? So if it goes back to the if the Gazan is Gove Mishas Gneva in between the Gneva and the Shinui, in Shinui, so it's a legitimate question to ask about Yush. So it's interesting in that light that Tosas has an interesting the formulation. Tosas doesn't say Vada Yush. Tosas says Vi Yush Kani Lekola Pachos Mishas Yush Kvarhu Birshusei. What's the Lekola Pachos? Right? Tosas means because maybe there also would have been a Durabanan. Or Tosas means exactly this question. Yirsh Kedi is Kani, so is the Shevach Mishas Yeyush, or is the Shevach Lemafreya Mishas Gzeil, like it is in Shinui? That would be sensational. Maybe that's exactly what that line means in Tosis. So you have to look at the Rashba and Gittin, you have to look here. The Rambam certainly has weighs in on this issue, but again on the Drabbanan level. But as we'll soon see, or you could tell me, Daniel, what's the Rambam Shita about Sheva and Yeish? On a Drabbanan level. Oh, there's so many Daniels in the room. I meant Daniel Goldstein. Okay.
The Rambam Shita is that it goes back to Shas Geneva.
Shas Geneva? Really? Why do you say that? The Shevach?
The Shevach is Mishas
Shinui. I'm asking the Yeyush. Okay, there's no Shinui. If there's no Shinui, there's only Yeyush. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's Gzela, then there's Yeyush. 2 hours later, or a week later. Okay, so when, and there's Shevach. There's an appreciation. So is what's the Rambam Shita? Yeah, the Rambam says very, very clear. I mean, the Rambam keeps repeating this. Right, it's in Perek Aleph Hilchos Gneva. It's kind of fascinating the way that his whole Shita is kind of fascinating. That's one of the things we're just going to mention, although we can't go into all the details. But the Rambam has this Shita. I mean, it's not explicit in the Gemara so much. The Ravid thinks that the Rambam understood our Gemara in Samach Vav Amud Aleph as saying that. Which line in the Gemara? Anybody know? Michael?
The beginning of the Gemara where
it's asking about the Yesh Gemara. The what?
The beginning of the Gemara
where... Yeah, well, the Yesh is Zoraisa. But which line? This is according to the Ravid, this is the Pshat of the Rambam of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, is Yirsh Daraisa, right? After all, like Aveda, or it's different, Yisru Asal Yado. Then the Gemara says, one day, Avahai Kivin Yisru Asal Yado Midrabana, Udamar, Amrabana Niknu Ibn Takanas Hashavit. So the, according to the Ravid, Niknu Ibn Takanas Hashavim is the makar for the Rambam's unique Shita that, that the Shevach is Nigve Legazon Mishas Yeyush. That's Perek Aleph Fichos Gneva Alochi Beis. A Gneva Atzma Shehi Biyad Aganav Lo Nishtan Is Chozeres No Shinui. Right? Chozeres Lebaleha Bein Lif Yeyush Bein Lachar Yeyush Ela Sheachar Yeyush HaShevach Leganav Kemosha Biyarnu. I just happen to find it fascinating. I'll just mention it already now. The Rambam says Kemosha Biyarnu. This is the first time that we encounter this halacha, because Hilchos Gneva was before Hilchos Gzela. Now, he expands upon it in Hilchos Gzela. But I just find it interesting that if you would read this Rambam here, you would not know that the Rambam thinks that this is a Din D'Rabbanan. Later on, he tells you, but here it just says Kemosha Biyarnu, leaving you fleetingly with the impression that this is a Din D'Oraisa. And this is a general question in how to read Rambams, whether that's ever significant. Especially if the Rambam himself tells you, I mean, methodologically, you can also distinguish in two cases. Sometimes the Rambam doesn't even say Kamosha Biyarnu, but if you read the whole Rambam, you know, then you understand what's Daraisa, what's Drabanan, etc. But why would he mislead you, you know, for a long period of time? We have other examples of this. Here he does say Kamosha Biyarnu, so he is kind of covering his tracks, if you will. Although, you know, he doesn't tell you exactly where. You have to know where it is. And you have to wait. Is that important or significant or not? Does the fact that he leads us momentarily to think that this might be a Din D'Oraisa, is that important? Okay, we'll get to that. But either way, this is the Rambam's Shita. In Perek Beis, Hilchos Gzela, he elaborates on this. Just 1 second, then I'll take a question. Yeah, the Rambam says... Nisyashu abayla mimena perik beis alacha beis lo nishtan is kona hagzela hagazlan kol hashevach sheshbicha achar yeyush veidim mishalim elik hashas hagzela The davar zeh mi divrayam mipnei takanas hashavim. So where is that takanas hashavim? What is this mi divrayam? So the Ravid thinks that that's how he read the Gemara. That's how he read this Gemara. When the Gemara says, and the Nosei Kelim ask on it, I think the, who is it, the Magid Mishnah here. Magid Mishnah says, that's how the Rambam read the Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara is not that way. Daniel Lowenstein, what's the simple reading of the Gemara? When the Gemara says, Takanas HaShavim. Either Yeyush is Daraisa, or Yeyush isn't at all, or Yeyush is Drabanan if they Takanas HaShavim. What's the simple reading of the Gemara? That the simple reading of the Gemara is that refers to Shevach Mishas Yeyush.
No, not really.
But
it seems to be saying
that you come there from the object. Yeah, simple pshat of the Gemara is that Yeyush Drabanan if they Takanas HaShavim 100% is a kinyan in the chafta. I mean, there's no chiyav hashava if you hold that way, right? So it's if indeed the Ravid is right, and that's what the Rambam read the Gemara, that's just amazing. And that itself is interesting. What would motivate the Rambam to read the Gemara that way? But in any case, that is the Rambam's shita, and he elaborates this considerably. And the question is, how does this fit in, this kinyan yeush, how does this fit in with the sugya in Gittin? Because if the Drabanan is already a kinyan mishas yeush, so what's the Mishas Hekdesh of Gittin? Unless you think that the Rambam doesn't hold that way, we know that he does, because we just have to open up Hilchos Maisa Karbanos, and we'll see that he paskins that part of the Gemara as well. Right? So we'll leave that for now. I don't know how much we'll get back to. We'll get back to a little bit at least. But our point is that the Rambam has a very, very unique Shita. If you notice, the Ravid keeps pointing to it, and so do the other Nosei Kelim, the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah in Hufos Gneiva, and the Magid Mishnah, I think, in Hufos Gzela, they keep saying, yeah, this is the Rambam's Shita. Yeah. This is the Rambam's Shita that he keeps developing, that in his view, there's a kinyan on the Shevach, la'achar Yeish. Okay. My point here is that the Gemara only tells us the Safek about Shas Gneva and Shas Hekdesh. The Rajba in Gittin discusses what about Shas Yeush. Tosas in Bava Kama says if Yush Kedikani, then certainly it would be with Shas Yeush, but implies, but maybe it could be even earlier. The Rambam really holds that Yeush, Midrabanan at least, Rambam gives the impression in Hukos Gneva that this might be a Din Doraisa. In Hukos Gzela, he clarifies it, and there's no question once he clarifies it, because he refers in Gneva Kamosha Biarno, but I think it's still a question why he leaves it unclear as long as he does. And either way, it's fascinating that he read the Gemara this way, or he got this from somewhere, that there's a Takanas HaShavim of Shevach Mishas Yeush, and the question is, how does he read it in light of the Sugya in Gittin? He doesn't say that once there is Yeush, that you'll be Kona the Shevach Lamafreya Mishas Gneva. Okay, but Rambam is not working with the Daraisa and Yeush Kedi Kani, he's working according to the Mandamar Yeush Kedi Lo Kani. But either way, this would be a legitimate question to ask according to the Mandamar Yeush Kedi Kani, as we already see from Tosis. Yeah.
Doesn't the Rambam Kamosha Biarno go back in the previous halacha where he says,
One second. Let me see that. I was reading Halacha Yud Beis, right? Well, I'll have somebody open it for a second. I'm not sure what you're referring to. Perek Aleph. What I was reading was Halacha Yud Beis. El al Sha'achar Yeush Hashevach Leganev Kamosha Biarnu. And I'm saying that refers, although they should say future tense, that refers to Hilchos Gzela, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. And what are you saying it refers to? Halacha Yud Aleph. What does it say in Yud Aleph? Isaac Nevi B'yad HaGadav Yishmicha Me'leha. You have the Rabbi there too. He just says hello. Okay. Oh, okay. Good. So you're saying it's even worse.
Right. Oh,
okay, I hear. Right. Meaning he already makes reference to this halacha, and here he spells it out. And he says the halacha that which makes the past and the future better. Right. Meaning the Kamosha Biarna means, as I already mentioned, this halacha. So then in Hilchos Gneiva, he doesn't even refer you to, so it's like in my methodological models, this is even the more striking one. Because if you'd only read Hilchos Gneiva, and that would be, you know, that would be sufficient for you, so you would really, really have no clue whatsoever that this was a Din Drabanan. Okay, you're right, absolutely right. I take it back. Okay, I was actually being Malamed Tzchus on the... although I think that there's a point to it, obviously. We'll get back to it. Okay, so the question of Yeush, of Achar, when there is Yeush, the impact on the Shevach, Mishas Geneva, point is complicated, very complicated. And the model of Shinoi would be very important. Okay. Also to mention, this question of the status of Yeush, of Shevach, and Yeush, and the Shol Midas example, and I also gave, I was looking again, I think Birchas Shmuel quotes both of these as issues as well. So it's a good idea to look at what he says about the issue. I didn't see it in so much detail. I don't know if he quotes Tosas on Samak Zayin or not, and this Rambam issue, I'm not sure. I have to look that up. Okay. And then finally, the last thing that we discussed was the Sivos, who discusses whether, several questions, whether or not there's a Shir in the Bailus, which may affect, if you look at the Xosis discussion, the Rush, etc., Lochem, Legabe Lulav. Now, is it possible that, you know, Yush Kedi would be a Kani, and until you pay for the Chayfetz, that you can't use it for Lula? Huh? Aside from that, time of Mizav Ababeira issues, moment. Just talking from a pure Bailus point of view. Okay. Or, that's one issue. The other issue, or things like that, in other words. Obviously, this would... Okay. In other words, the requirement of payment here wouldn't be associated with the original Maisa Gneva and the alternative Chiyuvim at the Zman HaGneva of either Hashava or Tashlumin, but would really be generated by this Kinyan. And not even generated by the replacement of the Hashava, but by the Kinyan itself, because it would be a Kinyan Gzela. That's really the question that they're discussing. And the Deceiver says he thinks... It's not muchach at all, but it's interesting. He thinks it depends on the 2 days in Tosas Samach Tesem and Aleph, whether Yush of Zela and Aveda are identical or not. And as he points out, this should also affect the issue of mitzvah haba b'aveira. Is it possible that even lachar Yush, you will still speak about the chepet hagazel as being a problem of mitzvah haba b'aveira? So that, of course, brings us to Rabbeinu Tam. We'll speak a little more about this, but this is, of course, the famous Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. It's explicit in our printed Bali Tosis with regard to Mitzvah Babadeira, and it's elaborated on by the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosis Shantz and others with regard to the other application, one that we spoke of earlier in the year, namely Tvicha U'Mechira. Even if you hold Yush, Kedi, Kani, is it possible that we encounter a mitzvah baba avera problem, even achar kinyan, and that tvicha u'mechira would still be mechuyah. We wouldn't say shelo tovech, shelo humocher, even after the kinyan yush, you'd still say chayv dalad behe. So that is the remarkable shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So here the question, I think, becomes, when you analyze the relationship between Yush Kona and Shinui Kona, which is the exception and which is the rule? In other words, in light of the Nesivos discussion about Shir B'Kinyano, in other words, this is a Kinyan Gzela, but it's not perfect, meaning you have to work for this Kinyan, to complete this Kinyan. It's not, it remains a Kinyan Gzela, in other words, and as such, it's possible that the stigma, the shame guzzle, all of that will persist. That might be a din in Yeush. If Yeush was Aveda, though, or if Yeush worked based on the original Kinyanig Zela, then these things possibly would not be true. This would only be true according to this particular analysis. Yeush is a Kinyan Zela par excellence. stage two gzela, yush gzela. So then we understand mitzvah babavera and shelo tovech, shelo mocher, the cheftza that you're doing tzvicha mechira now is the chefetz hagozel. It's still a chiddush. It's a chiddush still in mitzvah babavera and still in tzvicha mechira, especially if you believe that tzvicha mechira was some sort of a new gzela. It would be hard to say this, but if you believe it's not nishtarish bechet, but you know, simply nishna bechet, in other words, it's doing the maisa to the cheftza, it's more of a condition in the original gzela and so on, which we discussed at the time, which also may be a reason to take tzvicha mechira away from shas tzvicha mechira. If you say that, so then this idea would work well. That would be the idea of Rabbeinu Tam. However, it's one more second. However, I think it's possible that here the exception may not be Yush Kona and the fact that it is that kind of stage to Kinyan Zela, but maybe the exception here is Shinui. Maybe the Kiddush is that in Shinui we don't say Mitzvah Babaveira, and in Shinui we don't say Tvichel Mechira. And the reason for that may be because either, well, especially because maybe Shinui is about the change in identity of the Cheftza. That's the way that Shinui works, as we discussed. That's a whole approach as well. The part of Shinui Kona that shares in common with Reishis Hagez and Estan Zona and so on and so forth. So there we might say, well, that the whole nature of that Kinyan is Panim Chadashos Bo Lekan, so the Shem Gozel is Paka. Once the Shem Gozel is Paka, so then there's not going to be Mitzvah Babaveira, and there's not going to be Tvicha Mechira, the Cheftz is gone. But it's not that Yeirish is different because the Kinyan Gzela, and it's kind of a tenuous Kinyan that even after the Kinyan it remains connected or Mitzuraf. That's not the point. Any Chefetz which has a past of Gzela, unless you say Panim Chadosh Sabo Lekan, is going to be subject to Mitzvah Babavera. Or to the chiv of Tvicha Mechira. Again, there's a bit of a chiddush of Tvicha Mechira and Mitzvah Babaveira here. Then we would say the exception is the fact that it doesn't apply to Shinui Kona, not that it does apply to Yush Kona. Yeah. No?
Yeah.
Okay. So these are things to consider. These limitations on Yush, Kidi, Kani, are particularly interesting in two different lights. Number one, in light of the next topic that we're going to discuss, which is if you hold Yush Kedi Lo Kani, right, does there remain impact from Yush? So in a way, if we say that Yush Kedi Kani is a very limited kind of Kinyan, it's a very restricted Kinyan, especially when you compare it to Shinui, and it's not because of the Shinui properties as much as it is the Yush's. So it becomes very interesting because we're narrowing or we're limiting Yush Kidikani, and yet we're going to encounter very soon that we might be giving a lot of credence to Yush according to the Mandamar, Yush Kidi Lokani. So then the difference actually between Yush Kidikani and Lokani is going to end up being slight. Still be differences, obviously, but it's going to be difficult drawing the line, because Yush Kedi Kani is a weak Kinyan, and Yush Kedi Lo Kani is something that still remains significant. That's just a phenomenon we should be aware of. That's point number one. And in connection to that, we should also get back to what I said about the Nesivos for a minute, which is that the Nesivos' comments about Enexos, about Shiur Bikinyano, highlight the question whether or not everything we've said about Yush Kedi being Kani, and what kind of Kinyan it is, Kinyan Aveda, Kinyan Gzela, strong Kinyan Gzela, weak Kinyan Gzela of stage two, Kinyan Gzela of completing the Maisa and the Kinyanim, all those questions have to be revisited in the context of Yush plus that works. Whether it's Yush and Shina Rishus, let's just say Yush and Shina Rishus, but we'll soon see, according to some Rishonim, could be Yush and Shini Hashem as well. If that works, even according to the Mandamar, Yush Kedi, Lo Kani, so what is the relationship between those two Yushes? The Yush that works alone according to one Mandamar, and the yeush that requires assistance according to the other. The nesivas in that piece, particularly, xos a little bit also in Shinun Gimel, are assuming a basic parallel. Xos begins by assuming a basic parallel, but at one point changes his mind about that. The nesivas throughout the piece in Shinun Gimel that I'm talking about assumes the parallel. Whatever you're going to say about the status of yeush in one, you're going to say about the other. And that gufa is something which we need to challenge. We need to see if that's true. And partially, it's going to depend on what it is that, why it is that Kedi is lo kani, and yet, in combination with, let's say, Shina Rishos, it is kani. Have we just found a way to get, to eliminate the problem of Kedi kani, and we're back where we were? Or do we fully acknowledge that Yush Kedi lo kani because of Yisuras Aliyado, and that's still very relevant, and nonetheless, Yush and Shina Rishos is a different entity. The combination works in a different way than Yeush does. Then you'll get the phenomenon that just because we've said things about the scope and nature of Yeush Kedikani doesn't mean that Hu Adin v'Yeush v'Shinui Rishos. So that's something, both of these things we need to look at. We need to look at Yeush Kedi Lokani now, and we need to look at the combination of Yeush and Shinui Rishos. How do they work? So let's take our telf there. Any questions before we move on? We're moving on to a different stage, so there's something, this is a good part. Good. Okay. So let's talk about do we pass in Yeush Kedi kani or not? Aaron, do we pass in Yeush Kedi kani or not? We know it's a machlokas all over the place. Yeah, so Rav Haigon does pass in Yeush Kedi kani, and it's also quoted in Lagos Mamunios, right? And Hilchos Gzela Perik Beis. He quotes this is Rav Haigon in Sefer Nekachom Amkar. The Rush and the Tur, based on the Rush, are mistapik, how we paskin. And they say, maybe L'chumra, we should paskin Yush Kedi Kani, particularly with regard to the question of Kiddushei Isha. Right, the sugya in Kiddushin, the second parak, where if it depends on Yush Kedi Kani or not, maybe we should be machmir and require a get. That's the suffix of the Rush that the Tur quotes as well. So you have the Rav Haigon and you have this suffix of the Rush. Actually, the Ksos has an interesting question, which highlights what I was talking about before, and that is, well, why do you even need the suffix view of the Rush? Why does the Rush have to be machmir? Why doesn't the Rush just say, listen, Kiddushin's not an issue, there's always going to be Yiyush and Shina Rishos. So you have the Yush and Shina Rishos, then you don't have to be Machmir because of a suffix of Yush Kedi. Okay, that's a famous question of Xos. We'll get back to that. In any case, the Rav Haigon is in the minority, even the Rosh's suffix is in the minority. The large majority of the Rishonim are of the opinion that Yush Kedi is Lokani. The Bali Tosis, Rashi in a bunch of places. What's the view of the Rambam? Adam? Not Kone. How do you know it? Says so, or?
Right.
Yeah. It's Choseres. The Chavetz is Choseres, and therefore, but does it say the words Yush Kedi Lo Kani?
No.
Not there. He says it once. Right, okay, and the other Mefarshim as well, correct. Agos Monis being one of the earliest of them. And that the simple pshat of the Rambam is that it's so. Just interesting that he doesn't use the phrase, here at least, he does not use the phrase, Yeush Kedi Lo Kani. What he says is, if you have Yeush, even if you have Yeush, the Chavetz goes back. Just interesting. It's almost like he avoids the phrase. There's one place where he does say it, and that is Perek Aleph, Hilchos Geneva, Halacha, was it Yud Zayin? Yud Zayin. Hagonif Machar Aganav, Afabisha Nisiyah Shabbailam Inim Misham Dishum Akethav, and Tavaka Machar Inim Misham Dishum Abba Vachamisha, Laganav Harishon Inim Mishalim Shredina Behema Zos Lachsar Bein Nehal Abailim, Velokanya Haganav. Right, that's what the Rambam says the words, Velokanya Haganav. But it's fascinating that That's almost the only place, I think, that he actually says the words L'tanya Haganav, although he always describes that Hashava. Even here, it's out of sequence. Right? One would have expected that the Rambam should say L'tanya Haganav, and therefore Achefetz Choseres L'bailam. Even here, when the Rambam finally says the words L'tanya Hagazlan, it's the conclusion, right, it's the aftermath of having said the chepetz is choseres lebailan. It's the Rambam almost uses the same phrase all the time, and until you notice it, you could just overlook it. And that is, he always uses this phrase practically, hachepetz choser, at least in these Rambams. Again, halacha yud beis. Correct. But he doesn't say lo kanya, and he says choseres lebaleha. Then in halacha tezayin, again he has it. Hagonev v'tavach amachar lifnei yish habaylim af bishlo kana lokeach harei agneva choseres da'atzma lo kana halokeach, here he says. And then again in Halacha Yudzayin, where he does finally say the Gazlan's not Kona, but first he says, if you have to ask which is the cause and which is the effect in the Rambam, based on omission and based on order, you would think that the reason that there's no kinyan is because the chefetz is choseres l'bayla. Which might be the Rambam's way of saying that Isura Asaliado is equivalent to Chiyav HaShava. Correct. But maybe there's more to it even than that. It's one thing to say Yush is not Kone because you don't own it, Vaharaya is a Chiyav HaShava. It sounds like in the Rambam that there's a chiyav hashava, which is particularly, strong, demanding, and that's the reason why Yeush is not Kona. Otherwise, Yeush might have been Kona. In other words, to me, it sounds like the Rambam isn't just saying Yeush is not Kona. You know, it just doesn't have the capacity, as reflected by, or even because of the chiyav hashava. It's maybe even more than that. It's maybe Yeush could be Kona if not for the fact that there's something overriding here, and that is that the chepetz has to be choseres l'bayla. The urgency here is a chepetz choseres l'bayla. Okay. I'll explain what I mean soon. But also nechus gzela, at least that's the impression that we get. Perek Beis, Halacha, Aleph. Is it Aleph? Yeah, Agzela shelo nishtanes, alarei kamosha haisa, afu bishin nisiyashu abayla mimena, afu bishin mesa gazlan, harei biad banav, harezu choseres lebaleha biatzma. This phrase, harezu choseres lebaleha biatzma, I'm just saying, the first time you read it, it's nothing. It's another way of saying Hashava. But he says it so many times that it begins to make an impression. Harezu choseres lebaleha biatzma. In the Shtanis Piana Gazlin, Alpha Pisha Dayan, Lo Nisiyashu, Konosa Bishinu Mishalim Damea Kasha. Again, clearly Ram holds Yishkini Lokani. But he's not comfortable saying the word. Again, he doesn't say it here either. And instead, he emphasizes Hachefetz Choseres, Ba'atzma Choseres Levitim. Okay, I think again in Halacha Beis, Dinze Din Torah, Shinovation Slakzela Shagazlan, Piashmu Lamdu, Imi Kisha Gazla, Mishalim Osa, Im Nishtanis Piana Mishalim Damea, Nisiyashu, Habailim Imena, Velonishtanis, right? Kanagazan Kalashevach Sheshbicha Achar Yeush Veinu Mishalim Kshas Agzelim Davzam Divreim Dekamsa Shavim Ukeshemach Sargel Shamin Lo Hashevach Venotam and Anigzal. This is particularly fascinating. Right, the Rambam's view, as we already noted, is that Yeush, and that's a bit of a chiddush, creates a kinyan inan shevach, and maybe that's how we read the Gemara that Yeush is kone. Okay, as I said, the Magen Mishnah or Kesel Mishnah doesn't like it, but that seems to have the Ram. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam read the Gemara. But what's fascinating is, even though that's true, the Rambam still holds that even the Shevach, the Chikona, the Be'en, what he keeps saying, Ha-Chefetz Ba'atzmo Chazaris L'Bailim, Ha-Shevach Ba'atzmo also Chozer L'Bailim. Rather, he gains the value of it. But the Rambam doesn't like it. Amar Avram, Yesh Omrim, no tell us Ha-Shevach Atzmo. Bedafka Amru, Shlosha Shomer Lehem Es Ha-Shevach, Umal Lehem Es Ha-Damim. Aval Hei, Chlo. Where the Rambam get this halacha? Right, it's like anim kvar az kvar. If you really, really hold, and the Rambam seems pretty comfortable with the Rambam's shita in that regard, misvara, that yeush is a kinyan, drabanan, vis-a-vis the shevach. So then let him keep the shevach at least. Why just the damim? But let's not forget the other point I made before, which is reinforced by Jonathan's correction of what I said, which is that the Rambam doesn't even have a hint in Ilchos Gneiva that this Kinyan Shevach is Rabbana. Now we know it's Rabbana Midei Takanas HaShavit, but he didn't bother telling us that earlier. So are we getting an impression that maybe this factor of Chozeres Ba'atzma is very powerful? It continues to apply even after the Drabanan, but on the other hand, if not for it, maybe Yush would have been Kona. It's not just that Yush is a Kenyan, given the circumstances, doesn't have the capacity to be Kona. It sounds to the Rambam like Rambam's hesitant. These are diukim. I could be completely wrong. But the Rambam has given great weight to Yush regarding Shevach, where he didn't have to. Even then, there's an urgency of the end to be chozer. The Rambam is avoiding saying yush kedi lo kani. Even when he says it, it's only after this formulation of chefetz atzma chozer es lebailin. Maybe the pattern here is what the Rambam is saying is yush kedi lo kani, but not because yush kedi lo kani, meaning it's a senseless, meaningless action, and therefore it doesn't have the capacity to be kona. No, it has the capacity to be kona. There's something that overrides it, namely the urgency of Hachefza Ba'atzma Chozeres Labailim, which is more than just, I mean, it's the Chlam Saimana. We're certainly saying, according to the Rambam, Yisura Saliyado means Chiv Hashava. I'm saying it's more than that. It's the practical Chiv Hashava that is actually artificially holding back what would be a Kinyan Yush. Yeah.
We should read that to his reading of Sadi Amid Beis, Sadi Vav Amid Beis.
Possibly.
Because Rabbi Huda says Zoras Me'ene, and
right.
That's
a big discussion here in the Nosa Kalim, how to integrate that that in. Absolutely. Yeah. And if you look at the Lecha Mishnah, Magen Mishnah, they speak about that sugya and the role that it plays. So if that's the case, and there's this urgency of the Chazar, so in a way, the Rambam's doing something quite amazing. Because he makes it sound like, well, Yush isn't Kona for the Be'en, but it will be Kona for the Shevach. Then it turns out that isn't for the Be'en of the Shevach either. And then maybe, even though it is only B'takanas HaShavim, I would have been happy if it wasn't B'takanas HaShavim, but it is only B'takanas HaShavim, but it doesn't bother mentioning it in Hukas Gneva, because in a way, the B'takanas HaShavim is a reflection of the theoretical koach of Kinyan Yush. Just that it doesn't work because you have to be Chozeres L'Bailim. Yeah.
I think you have seen this principle in terms of stealing your friend's korban. The Rambam said that you can still use it, and the reason why is because with korban there is no chiyuv hashavah.
Oh, exactly. So this is what we're getting to. This is the Rambam in? Yisurim Mizbeach.
Yes, right.
Exactly. Excellent. So that's exactly where we're going with this. Very good. Before we get to Yisurim Mizbeach, let me just mention again if you read these halachos here, Gimel and Dalet and Hey and Vav, and you know, I'm not going to go into them right now, but Hagozavish biachu machar a horish of sneiyush. So here's where we have the rabbi. Omer Bramer isis a chacham kolik b'shevach shal gabe gzela bein lifniyush shal achar yush v'yeshal dvar miktas raim imash amr perik meruba yeush amr abana dekani v'leidani midaraisam midarabana mishum takanas hashav. This is the rabbi that I was referring to before, and he says he gets it from our gemara. Alma yush mia beinan. But again, why wouldn't the Rambam read the Gemara that the Takanas Hashavim is the whole Heftza? Right? Which is the custom mission of Magazine in Mishnah's questions. According to what I'm saying now, because the only reason that Yush isn't Konim Midaraisa is because Achevetz Choseres Batzma Meineha. Right? Moreover, even the Shevach, which is included in the Takana according to the Rambam, turns out to be only Shuma Damim, and not the actual, even that bein isn't included. So, if that's true, how could there be a daya that the Yush Kedi is lo kani, but this takanas hashavim? To let him keep it. The whole point of the lo kani daraisa is because of the overriding urgency of habehema atzma or chefetz atzma chodza lebailin. So this would be, I think, the answer also to the you know, the Magen Mishnah's question against the Raida, how could that be the Rambam's makar? But in light of the whole picture of the Rambam, I think it makes a lot of sense. Like the Raida was right. Then he says, "V'odech richa masherah b'kan tzadi vav medaleth the makar v'horish." Right, the kashale im agazan atzma zocha lamalei lememar makar v'horish mishum hachi luka l'fnei yeyush apil hachi lo noyer, says the Raida, "Will olam hanami lachar yeyush." But Machar Bahorish Itzruk Solkadai Chamina Kivin De Leisle Pseida LeGazlin De Lo Kabel Ale Achrayus I Kabel Yu Asen Nafshe Emel Alavid Takanta Lo Kech Li Yorish Kamashmuan. So the Ravid is saying that even if there is a Takanas Hashavim which gives the Shevach Achar Yeush to the Bailim, right? Maybe that would apply only as long as he didn't transfer the Chavis to someone else. But when he transfers the chefetz to someone else, there's no issue of takanas hashavim. So then this wouldn't apply anymore, and maybe the lokeach wouldn't have the benefit of this halacha. But if what I'm saying in the Rambam is correct, and it is, I admit, mechudash, then I think the Rambam. Well, this is against the. He's saying the Rambam is very logical. It works in well with that Gemara, right? Gemara later on, Sadihei. But there's another way to read the Gemara, and that's why I think he's probably wrong. The other way to read the Gemara would probably be completely unacceptable to the Rambam. Because, as I said, the Rambam in Parakalafukos Gneva was willing to let you think that Yeush affects the Shevach, even without mentioning Takanas HaShavim. And if it is an echo of the real Koach of Yeush, had it not been for the factor of Atzmo Choser, then it makes absolutely no difference whether he ends up transferring it to a lokeach or whether he keeps it for himself. True, Takanas HaShavim matters a little bit. Right. But what I'm suggesting is that the Rambam left it out in Perek Aleph is because the motivation might have been Takanas HaShavim, but the real idea here is that what might have been and what partially still is, in potential at least, and in some cases in reality, of Yeush. So the distinction that the Rambam is suggesting is just not going to work. Okay. Okay, and the continuations of the Rambam as well. Okay. Then we get to what you just pointed out, which is the Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach. Again, maybe we'll get back to this later, add in a few more details, but just for now, even as we're trying to pin down. So, what is the? Give me just a little background there. You have the Gemara and Gittin.
Discuss on the Gemara. Shita before Yeush must be after Yeush, but that shows that Yeush is in Kona. So we say it must be that you steal your friend's korban, right?
Well, it's actually when you steal the friend's korban, you steal the animal, and you make it into a korban. In the Gemara, it's not so clear.
Right.
So that's not so clear in the Gemara. But either way, it does seem clear in the Gemara that there are two deos, right? If you hold Yush Kedi, lo kani, So then you have to Gemara's mechal. The Mishnah's mechalik between noda mechaper and noda lo noda rather mechaper noda lo mechaper.
Right.
Correct. So the Gemara seems to say that that depends on what. If you hold yish kadi kani. Yish kadi kani. So then the burden is to explain
why
noda lo mechaper. Correct. If, on the other hand, you hold Yish Kedi Lo Kani, then the burden is to explain why Lo No does Mechaper. Because after all, you don't really own the Korban. Right? So that's what the Gemara says. Depends what the Takana is. Either the Takana is...
eating them is better than Zela, or it's because of the Kohanim.
Yeah, either the Kohanim are going to get depressed, and they're going to, you know, stop being diligent in their work, because through no fault of their own, they're involved in Chulun Bazara. So therefore, we have to machshir this Korban by a Didrabanan, right? Or, as you say, it's a scandal, nothing less, for the Mizbeach, that even if Yirsh Kedi is Kani, but it's a scandal for the Mizbeach. And then the Gemara says, what about Chatos, what about the relationship between Chatos and Ola, etc. Correct? That's the Gemara. So, one would have expected that if you hold, based on that Gemara alone, that's the Gemara, that's basically the Shakavataria in Gittin and Hamad Beis. So, one would have expected based on that, that if you hold Yish Kedi Lo Kani, which the Rambam certainly seems to hold like, right? That how should he render that Gemara?
If Yish Kedi Lo Kani, then he's going to go like Ulis Shita, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he's going to have to explain that the only reason that we are being makshir this korban is because of a takana derabanan. We're not holding back the korban because of a takana derabanan. We're being makshir the korban for a takana derabanan.
Right.
Correct? Okay. But lo and behold, surprise, surprise, what happens when we open up Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach? Yeah, not completely the other way either, but definitely sounds a lot more like the other way. If you just had the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach, you would walk away thinking Yush Kedi is Kani. I think. Do you have it in front of you?
I don't.
Okay, so I'll read it quickly. Hagonev or Hagozel, the Hikriv Hakarban. First of all, it's very fascinating. Anyway, the Ram adds things here that didn't have to on the surface. Hagonev or Hagozel, the Hikriv Hakarban. Puzzle. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sono. Shenemar Sone Gezel Ba'avla. Ein Tzorch Lomar She'enu Miskabel. Okay. The im nisyashu habailim, and if there's yeush, hakorban kosher. Vafilu hayachatos. Shakonim ochlim es besara. Ubnei takonis mizbeach amru, shachatos hagzula, im nodal rabim, eina mechaperes. Avapisha nisyashu habailim, kadesh liyomru mizbeach ochog zelos. So number one, this afilu hayachatas, as the Ravid points out, is incorrect. Seems to be incorrect based on the sugya. Omer Avram ein kan afilu. If anything, it should be the opposite. More important, and this is the question that all the Nosa Kalim raise here, if you just read this Rambam, you would get the impression that he doesn't hold like Ula, but he holds like, what is it, Rav Yehuda?
Rav Yehuda.
Which is that Yirish Kedi Kani, and the burden is to prove why Noda, if it's Mefursam, ain't a Mechaperas, and the answer is because Kadesh Ola Yomru Mizbeach Ochal Gzelos. But if Yirsh and Lo Noda, or not Noda is really the more important point, so what's the halacha? Seems pretty clear. Im Nisyashu Abaylim HaKarban Kosher. Does that sound like a Didrabanan? Is it based on Ukmu Rabbanan Birshusei? Mandakar Shemei. Doesn't sound like that at all. Correct? So that's what the Nosa Kalim are bothered by. The Ram, the Miri and Gittin also seem to say the Ram holds in this Sugya that Yush Kedi is Kani. The other Mefarshim just don't know what to do. So some of them say, we're talking about Yush and Shinu Rishus, right? Because he's Makdish. That's the case, it's hard to read the Gemara. Could be. Yushishin Yashem or Yushishin Rishus. That's how some people explain. Again, it doesn't say that in the Rambam. It only says Yeush. Others say it really is based on the din of Ukmura Banan Bershusei, Reb Chaim among them, right? What does Reb Chaim say basically?
He pretty much bases everything on the whole putting it into Rishus.
Right. And as he reads, Reb Chaim's challenge is to read Isurei Mizbeach and Maisar Karbanos together. And basically, even though he tries to walk a fine line, as Reb Chaim always does, between saying that on the one hand, he says, the sugya of Shkutei Chutz, there we don't find the chiluk between Noda and Lo Noda. Right?
Right.
Just straight Shkutei Chutz. And the Rambam, when he records it in Hukz Maisa Karbanos, Perek Yudbeis, Halachates, also doesn't distinguish between Noda and Lo Noda. So one would think that these are two different sugyas. It seems to be Machlokas in Rashi and Tosas whether two different sugyas. It seems to be Machlokas whether this din of Ukma Rabbanan only applies to Shkutei Chutz or will apply elsewhere. That seems to be the debate between Rashi and Tosas. So on that issue, it would seem that since the Rambam is not distinguishing Noda and Lo Noda when it comes to Shkutei Chutz, that he's seeing these as two different sugyas. However, says Reb Chaim, I'm going to walk that fine line with the Rambam. No, the Rambam thinks that Le'inyan Ukma Bershuso, they're one halacha. Inyan, the actual Hakrava, that's where he draws the line, correct? So basically, Reb Chaim's reading of the Rambam is that Yiyush Kedi Lo Kani, and this din here is a din based on, it ends up being a din Doraisa, but it's a Doraisa based on the Hefker Bezen Hefker of Ukmua Rabbanan. Fine. Which is basically on the pattern of the Kesef Mishnah and some of the other Nosakim. So either they say that, or they say, Yiyush Vashinui Hashem or Shinui Rishus, and that's their way of trying to get out of the Rambam. As I said, the Meirin Gittin just says, matter-of-factly, well, it seems like the Rambam holds here that Yiyush could be Kani, and it really does seem that way. There's also one other Rambam, namely, the Rambam, Dani, you saw it? I thought you weren't feeling well. Avi? Yoshua, Davidowitz? Shlomo? Anybody get a chance to look at the Rambams? Michael? Yeah. The Rambam in Hilchos Kalim. What's that about? Where's that again? Perek? Is it Chavdalet Vav or Zion, something like that? Yeah. So what's that about? Where, first of all, that's connected to, what's the Gemara that's connected to? Yeah. It seems like our Gemara says that whether Yeush Kedi, Kani or not, will dictate whether or not he can be Metame or he can be Koveya the Kli. Correct? Okay. So if you pass in Yeush Kedi, Lo Kani, which seems to be the Rambam's Psak in Hilchos Geneva and Hilchos Kseila, so then you should think that
he should bring in the answers of Gemara. He should bring in the answers that Gemara brings.
Which are?
First it says Shekitzan, and then it says that we have Shinui Hashem.
Huh? And yet the Rambam, when he quotes the Salacha, only mentions the factor of Yeh. Right? Ein adam mitame b'midras mishkav omerkav she'ena shalo, shenemar v'anogea b'mishkavo, Gazal Mishkav Vidarasal of Belonigia Reza Tahar, the Imnis Yashua Bailim, Tame. And again the Nosa Kalim are very active here. The Lecha Mishnah says Lecha Mishnah? That was the Lecha Mishnah. Or the Mishnah Balach? What do the Nosa Kalim here says? The Rambam thinks of some special Xeris Akasuv or something that Yeush works in when it comes to Tumas Kalim. Okay. Ganav Mishkav Yashav Alav Reza Tameh Shechizkasa She Nisyaish She'inim Yodim Miganavo Imnoda Shadayin Lo Nisyashu Reza Tar. So the only factor that the Ram quotes here is Yeir. So you have Tumas Ochlin and you have Hilchos Kalim. And Tumas, I'm sorry, you have the Surah Mizbeach and you have the Hilchos Kalim. In Hukos, Yisurim Mizbeach, there's also the other question that you mentioned, which is, what is the case? Right? Are we talking about a case of he stole an animal and he was Makdish? Then at least you have the opening of saying that we're talking about Yish Vashinui Hashem or Yish Vashinui Rishus, even though the Rambam doesn't mention it. But it doesn't sound so much that way in the Rambam either. It really sounds like, you mentioned it before, that he steals the korban of his, he steals the animal, which is already hekdesh. In which case, all there is yeush. So unless you take the view that it's the like the ma'isa karbanos halacha of ukmir achmana of ukmir abanan bershusei, you're really stuck.
Right.
You don't even have the yeush and shinu hashem slash shinu reshus option. Okay. So the point may be, if we put all of this together, I don't know if people do or don't. I mean, Rambam Yisurim Mizbeach and Kalim is definitely subject to a lot of discussion. But maybe the point is that the Rambam really holds that Yish Kedi, as in terms of its capacity, is Kani. Again, when we say Yish Kedi lo Kani, we could say, because it's not a, outside of Aveda, it doesn't work. It's not a good Kenyan. Just like Habata Behefker doesn't work, so Yish Kedi doesn't work either. Outside of Aveda. Bisura Saliyana, it doesn't work. But if we take the view, maybe the Rambam's Diyuk, which is that he rarely, ever, he never says, except that one time, right, that Yish is not Kani. Although he signifies that it's not Kani. Instead, the emphasis always is the overriding Hashavas, Hachefza, is Koveya. And even the one time he mentions, I said, that's the result. The overriding Hashavas Achefzas Koveya, and therefore he's not Kani. Not that he's not Kani, and therefore he's still Mechuyev B'Hashava. And that's why he leaves the impression regarding Shevach, and that's how he reads the Gemara about Shevach. And that's why even the Shevach maybe has to be returned, but at least on that he gets Damim. When you put it all together, and that's why the misleading of Paskaneva. So basically what the Rambam may be saying is, in terms of the Koach Kinyan of Yeush, Yeush is Kona. And where we don't have to worry about, or where there's not going to be Hashava Lebailim, so then Yeush is going to be effective. So Kalim, for sure, I mean, Kalim is not an issue of Kinyanim per se. The important thing is, this has nothing to do with the Chazara Lebailim. Has to do with his ability to determine the use of the kli. Yisurim Mizbeach is a little trickier, but especially if we're talking about stealing the korban rather than stealing the chefetz. So the korban anyway is not chozer lebailim. So this idea of hachefetz atzma chozer as an overriding fact, that's what Yisurim Saliyado is. That's the artificial impediment to what otherwise would be a kinyan yeush afilu b'yisuras aliyado, if one can say it. So then the example where it's not going to be a problem is going to be hilchos yisurim mizbeach. Maisa karbonus is a little bit of a problem. There maybe we're talking about stealing the animal, the chulin, and being makdish. So then, revisiting our original question, which was, how do we paskin Yish Kedi, Kani or Lo Kani? Okay. So basically what we said is, Rav Haigon says Yish Kedi Kani. The Rush is Mistapek. At least wants to be Machmir Linyan Kiddushin, but Machmir Doraisa. 99% of the Rishonim paskin Yish Kedi, Lo Kani. And what's the Psak of the Rambam? The answer is, it's a little more or a lot more complicated than we thought. He really does paskin, I guess, for where it counts, you know, the most obvious, namely to the question of, let's put it this way, the Gemara talks about Yish Kedi Kani itself in several places. On Samach Vav Amid Aleph, it's perfectly clear that the context of the Gemara is regarding Hashava. Is there Hashava Sabe'en or not? That's what the Gemara is talking about in Shinui, right? The Gemara says, Shini Kona, Im Kein Shagazel Yachzir Mlav Damim Boi Shlumei. Then the Gemara says, and what about Yeush? So obviously what the context is Hashava. And Rashi says it explicitly. And as far as that is concerned, the Rambam Shita is that Yish Kedi still requires Hashava. I'm just being medayik that he doesn't want to say it except that one place, Halacha Yud Zayin of all places, which is about Gonin Ragana. And even then it's a consequence. And the other times he says it by emphasizing those words again and again, Choseres Lebaleha. And if you take everything into account, so the Rambam Shita is indeed, as far as Hashav is concerned, Yush Kadi Lo Kani. But not because Yeush isn't a formidable factor, and one which really might have had the Koach HaKinyan too. And how is that expressed? It's expressed on the Drabana level, Takonas Hashavim, but it reflects the Doraisa Koach of Yeush in the context of Shevach. Right? A Shevach which were misled about in Ochos Gneva, and then when the other shoe drops, right, it doesn't just drop, it tramples. Anyways, in other words, when we find out that it's only Drabban and Takanas HaShavim, but we also find out that even the Takanas HaShavim doesn't affect the Be'en, it only affects the money. Right? And then you have Yisurim Mizbeach in Hukos Kalim, where it really sounds like the Rambam holds that Yeush is Konim in HaTorah. Kalim is not a context of Kinyan necessarily. Yisroi Mizbeach might be an issue where Hachevet Choseres Beineha is not going to serve as an obstacle. Therefore, indeed, Yeush Kedi is Kani. Yeah.
What's the difference between this chat and saying, like Tosos said, Yisroos Beyad, it means Hashava? Tosos would also agree that in a case where there is no Chiv Hashava, Yeush would work in the Oraisa. For instance, Aveda.
What I'm suggesting is that it isn't, in other words, you could say that because there's a Chiyuv HaShava, therefore Yeush is completely ineffective. And therefore, again, according to some formulations that we discussed, there's not even a Maisa Yeush, right, objectively, or it's an impediment in the individual being Kona. Right? But basically, it neutralizes the Kenyan. Now, true, if you find a situation where there's no Hashava at all, you'll get back to the Yeush. That might be like Bete Rosh Eliyahu. We'll get back to that. That's not what I'm talking about in the Rambam. But I'm suggesting for the Rambam, based on language and other diyukim, and again, it could be completely wrong. Remember, the biggest problems are the problem of... There are other ways to explain the Rambam Shita about Shevach. The fact that he only mentions Eina Kona once and second in the sequence is a diyuk. The biggest problems in the Rambam are Yisurim, Mizbeach, and Kalim. And then also Kalim struggle, and they give their other answers to the question. And I think the majority view in the Achronim certainly is, again, I didn't do the survey, but I think the generally accepted view is that the Rambam holds Yeush Kedi Lo Kani, end of story. Some strange, challenging psakim, we find ways out of it. But what I'm suggesting in the Rambam is, if all the diukim are correct, is that basically what we have here is something which Mikoach Kinyan would work, even when it's met with a Chiyuv HaShava. It's the actual Hashava that overrides the Kinyan. That's, I think, different than the impression that we get from Tosfos and the other Rishonim. If it wasn't for these indications of the Rambam, I just wouldn't say it even structurally, I wouldn't say it. I mean, why not say it? If Yush Kedi Lo Kani Kazi Suras Yana, it just means there's no... So because of these reasons, because of these factors, when it confronts these forces, there's no Kinyan here. As opposed to saying, well, there is no Kinyan, but it's not because it's Koach HaKinyan doesn't exist. It's because, you know, what is that, like a Telzer, whatever, you know? The answer to the case, I think it's not like so subtle that it's hard to, you know, get a hold of. I think what we're saying in the Rambam is, the Chavetz is Choseres Beineha. The Lemaisa, this factor, overrides the Kinyan. But it's not a shiur in the kinyan capacity of the Yeush. In that sense, it's a little different. Yeah.
Are we saying that for Rabbanos to bring the carbon, you don't actually have to own it?
Say again?
Are we saying, in the end, they were saying that you don't actually need a kinyan for Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbanos and then the
Yisurim Mizbeach? He's talking about Yisurim Mizbeach or Ma'aseh Karbanos? Ma'aseh Karbanos is a case of Shkutei Chutz.
Right, I'm saying the Yisurim Mizbeach, Rabbanos like Karbanos. The Rambam says that you can.
I'm saying maybe you are the Baalim of the Karbon. I'm saying Yish Kedi is Kani in that case, because either way there's no Hashava
L'Bayim. So you have a Kenyan, except you have to return it?
You don't have to return it.
So
you don't have to return it if it's Akar Yeyosh. Only Midrabanan if it's Noda Kaparasa Midin Takana. You don't have to return it. But the reason you don't have to return it is because either way the Chavetz is not going back to the Bailim.
You're saying, if you
come,
you don't have to return it, Yeyosh is coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
That's what I'm suggesting.
And therefore, it work in
Isurim is Bailim.
Could we say then that when Rabbah has his suffix on some of Bava and Allah,
right,
that Gufa, this is the point, meaning that when he says Bisora, when he says that you know, the most ambitious formulation of Yesh Kona, he's saying that, you know, that's Yesh Kona. And then when it's Bisura as the Ade, then, you know, that the Durabana they're talking about is the Khansa Shavim. And then Rav Yosef holds,
Whoa, one second. The suffix of the Gemara is whether Isura Asaliyado undermines the Daraisa.
Right.
And if it does, is there also Drabanan? That's a second. That's a fallback.
And that's the Drabanan of the Rambam is talking about, the Drabanan that...
Right, so I'm suggesting that this Drabanan for the Rambam, if the Rambam is right about the Makar, and I'm trying to explain a little bit why, you know, maybe that could be, is an echo of the Koach Daraisa of Kinyan Yishtim.
Absolutely right. And therefore, either way, Rabbi feels very strongly about the power of
meaning it's funny in the Gemara. Is this what you're saying? It's a little funny in the Gemara that the Gemara transitions so easily to the Drabanan question. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara is saying, does Yish work or not? And then the Gemara says, yeah, does Yish work or not? Or maybe it's Takanas Hashav. No, it's not so funny, meaning practically
right.
The Gemara is saying, well, you know, what's the scoop with... you know, what's going on with Yerushi, or what's its status? So, you know, why not discuss the Drabanan? But according to what I'm suggesting for the Rambam, and the based on the Ravid's reading, that's the Makar for the Rambam, so it's even better, because what we're really saying is, this is a conceptual question. It isn't just a practical question. Does Yerush work? Does it not work? Daraisa, Drabanan? No. The real question is, does Yerush have a Koach Kinyan in Gzela? And what we're saying is, maybe yes, fully, and maybe even if no, because it's overridden, not that in light of it doesn't have a Koach Kinyan, but it's overridden by the urgency of Choseres Achefza Lebailim. Nonetheless, the Takaras it'll still accomplish Takaras Hashavim, which is a reflection of its Koach HaKinyan.
Right.
So it isn't even the Drabanan discussion of the Gemara on Samach Vav and Aleph, according to this whole Mahalach, is really about the Koach Daraisa of Yehush, and that's why the Rambam, when he first mentions it, says, it doesn't work for Choseres Lebaleha, but it does work, you should know, for Shevach, without even telling you that it's a Drabana, until Hilchos Gzeil. Is that what you want to say?
Yeah.
I like it.
And again,
to be honest, it is definitely possible that the Gemara is just saying, if it doesn't work Daraisa, it doesn't work Drabanan, but I much prefer reading the Gemara that way.
And then it provides also Shitas Rav Yosef, which is potentially an even more extreme Lokani. And so the times.
And Lokani means no, not at all. Either not at all, because even though you're right still, but there's not even that expression, Daraisa or Drabanan, even Drabanan of Shevach. Or because you're totally wrong, meaning use Kedi Lokani at all, because it isn't just that it's overridden. The reason it's overridden by the Chiyav HaShava is because it's not much of a Kenyan.
Right.
And opposed to it is a Kenyan, but.
And then when we run into, you know, Machlokasim like Rabbi Yehuda versus Ula, so then we could maybe attribute Rabbi Yehuda to
well, now we've now said, right, in other words, I think what you're saying now is, well, now in light of the Rambam, and this is going to be my next point anyway, you'll just tell me if I'm anticipating what you're saying correctly, now that we're saying all of this, it seems obvious that there are gradations in explaining Yush's effectiveness and Yush's ineffectiveness. And that surely leaves thing open for people who seem to take a stand, Yush Kadikani or Lokani, that, you know, not everything is going to be B'chad HaMachta. Like Ula, like Rabbi Yochanan, who are the problem mandamrim, because we have stiras. That's what all those huge, massive Tosasin and other Rishonim are all about. They're all trying to figure out what's going on with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Sukkah, Rabbi Yochanan Gittin, Rabbi Yochanan Bavakama. What's going on? What about Ula? Right. So now we're saying, well, Yush is a lot more complicated than you thought. You know, we could draw some lines, just like the Rambam could draw lines. These Rishonim could draw lines. But I 100% agree with that, and we know that from Rabbeinu Tam already, and that's kind of what I was alluding to before also. Now, you don't have to go as far as what I'm saying in the Rambam to say that, as we'll see in just a minute. Even if you hold Yush Kedi is Lokani, period, end of story, you still may end up saying that Yush is effective for other things, that's in the Rambam. The challenge is to show that it even works where you need some sort of kinyanim, or at least where the Gemara thought you needed kinyanim, like in the case of Caleb. But you don't need kinyanim there in terms of the, it's not the issue there, isn't in terms of Hashava, it's in terms of being Koveya Shame on the Kli, etc. But if we're talking about areas where you don't need kinyanim, period, right, then certainly we can rehabilitate this question. We can raise this question anew. Namely, even though Yush Kedi Lo Kani, does that mean it's nothing? There's no Maisa Yush, there's no Shame Yush, there's no impact whatsoever, or it's just not strong enough to win the day. We now have various gradations. So that's going to help us for Ula, it's going to help us for Rabbi Yochanan, it's going to help us for some of the other steerers of the Gemara. That's what you want to add? Very good. I agree, 100%. Yeah.
There's an old Beis Yitzchak article.
Old Beis Yitzchak
article. By Ephraim Miller. He brings down the Marcheshes, who's Medayik from the Rambam.
Ephraim Miller, in the name of the Marcheshes. Keep going. Who's Medayik in the Rambam.
Yeah, in Hilchos Gzila, it really is the Oraisa.
What's the Oraisa?
That the Kenyan for Shevach is the Oraisa.
In Hilchos Gzela is where he said it's Takanas Hashavah.
Right, so in Hilchos Geneva he says it's the Oraisa Gomor. He's not.
Well, he just doesn't say anything, which is what I was saying.
Right, so the Merchesh is Medayik that it actually is the Oraisa.
In Hilchos Geneva.
And only in Gzela it's the Rabbanon.
Wow.
He wants to make that taloi in the fact, the discussion that we had all the way at the beginning of
the. The relationship between Geneva and Gzela?
That, right, that there's a Chiyuv of Hashavah by Gzela and not by Geneva.
Oh, okay. Except again, the language of the Rambam, I like it very much. From Ephraim Miller in the name of the Merchesh, in the name of the. In the name of the Rambam. Meaning, why does the Rambam, Dafkin Hukos Geneva, you're saying, why there does he... I'm skeptical about it, to be honest, because the same language is used in terms of Choseres HaKepetz Bey now. Almost exact same language that the Rambam uses.
Except
in,
Galat HaKonaz HaShavim.
What?
Except
Yeah. But maybe one of the... But you know, maybe we can just say it a little bit more moderately. No, what he's saying is a huge chiddush. I mean, this is Marcheshes chiddush.
This is the Marcheshes makes a deal with the Rambam that it's the Oraisa, and he's giving this explanation.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah, okay, good. Right. So the Marcheshes is something to add to the list, to both lists, actually. So I like it very much. I don't really, to be honest, I don't know if I believe it, but I like it. Now, I would like it to be so, to be honest... The language used by the Rambam is the same. I don't know. But I think the Marcheshes, the fact that the Marcheshes understood it this way, certainly validates the point that Hilchos Geneva isn't just to be read in light of Hilchos Gzela. I'm suggesting another explanation. But I guess the way that it would work would be, so again, that it goes on both lists. In other words, Marcheshes is saying that Yeush Kedi would work le'inyan shevach doraisa, correct? But only in Geneva, where the reason that you have to return the chefetz is because it isn't completely yours. So that doesn't apply to the, this is the explanation, I'm assuming, you'll tell me if it's right, to the shevach part. Right? The shevach part is completely yours. But in Hilchos Gzela, where the chiyuv hashava in addition to not being yours, flows from the Heshev, it's like Zelash or Gazal. So that Chiyuv will energize not only the Chepetz HaGazal as was, but also things that grow from the Chepetz HaGazal. And that's why the Shevach will be included in the Chiyuv HaShava Doraisa. And for that reason, the Yeush will not be able to help you Doraisa. Is that what he says? Something like that. Okay. So that's a huge Chiddush of the Marcheshes. I'm just saying, even if you don't, if you go that far, you still have to, but how does he explain the issue of Yeush? Kedi or lo?
So he actually argues here in the name of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein.
Okay.
That there's a chiluch between Yeush of Geneva and Yeush of Gzela. That by Gzela, Yeush is Midin Aveda, right? Because there's a chiv hashava to be mafkia if you say Yeush Kedi is kone. Whereas by Geneva, when there's no chiv hashava, so
Lichtenstein? Wow. I'm not going to read it now because I don't want to take people's time, but I'll leave it to me. I'll read it over. But that's again, in Misvara, such a thing is also fascinating. But I mean, the Makoros themselves, as you guys understand very well, don't seem to distinguish between Yeush of Geneva and Yeush of Gzela. Again, according to what I'm suggesting, it's not. There's another explanation, and that is basically. The Koach Kinyan B'Yeush is always there. It's just overridden by this concept of hashava, that's it's overridden in different ways in Gzela and in Gneva. In Yisroi Mizbeach, for example, we still have it. It's Hagonevo Hagozel, right? So that would not work well. In Hukos Kalim, he talks about Gazal also. So Gazal, and then in the continuation, Shein Yodim Miganvo. So in Hukos Kalim and in Hukos Yisroi Mizbeach, the Gneva, the Gzela is interchangeable. So let's just sum it up this way. We have what I'm suggesting for the Rambam. In light of this Mar Cheshes, is Diuk, so he goes even a step further to make the question of whether Yeush is Koneb the Shevach, Daraisa or Darabanan. So that would I think, be explained partially the way that we're explaining it. It would fit into the general issues of Geneva and Gezela. And the role that Shevach plays, I think you have to add that to Ha'ara. And possibly some svara about Yeush and Gneva versus Yeush and in Gzela, that I have to look at. That doesn't seem to have strong roots in the sources. Okay, but very good. Thank you. It's if you leave it with me, I'll try to. What year is it from?
It's called Chafes.
What time? What year?
Chafes is 11 years old.
Uh-huh. If you or make a copy for him if you want to take a miss. I'll be curious to see. Where's the Mar Cheshes? Maybe I'll try to look that up.
It's in Chilek Beis, Be'inyan Yeyosh, Anaf Beis, Ushei. I'll give the Rabbi this copy.
Okay, very good. Okay, anyways, that works in nicely with... It fits in well, as I think. I think it's a little more extreme than what I'm saying. What I'm saying is more extreme in the total Shitas HaRambam about Yeyosh, Kedi, Kani, Lo Kani. What he's saying is much more extreme about that one particular point about Yeush in Shevach. Okay. So that is Shitas HaRambam. Maybe we'll get back to it. In light of that, I guess we'll have to stop here. Let's just say the punchline, what I just said to Michael, essentially, which is, now we come to, all this is Mando Amar Yeush Kedi Kani. Okay, then we have, of course, Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that Yeush Kedi is Kani, right? But not le'inyan mitzvah b'avera, and according to the other versions of Rebbeinu Tam, not le'inyan shalo toveach shalo hu mocher. That we already discussed. So we have the Rov Rishonim, we have the Haigon, we have the Rush, we have the Rambam, and we have Rebbeinu Tam. Those are all different shitas in how we pass in Yeush Kedi Kani. Rebbeinu Tam still needs to be clarified a little bit more. What is Rebbeinu Tam? Different formulations of Rebbeinu Tam. That's why I want you to look at Sefer Yashar, etc. What does it mean that Yeush Kedi is Kani, Linyan Hakdasha velo Linyan Hakrava? Is that just another way of saying Mitzvah Babavera and you're not Yotze Dechavascha? Or does it also have to do with the actual Kinyanim? Okay. So that is something to look into. Still, we'll hold off on Rebbeinu Tam until we read the Tosis in the Sefer Yashar. We'll hold off on that. We should just note that the Gemara itself and Samach Vav, as we already discusses Daraisa Drabanan, and I like Michael Sa'ara very much, just to repeat that according to what we're saying, even the Takanas HaShavim Drabanan for the Rambam is part of this discussing the Koach Yush Bekinyan. That's the Gemara in Samach Vav Menalef L'inyan Chazara L'inyan HaShava. Then you have the Gemara in Samach Zayin Omid Beis, where the Gemara talks about whether Yush could be Kani in a different context, namely a Gonev Minaganev is Potter Minakefel. Is that only Lifnei Yush? Or even Lachar Yush? If you're Gonev Minaganev Lachar Yush, so the Gemara says on Samech Zayinom and Beis, that depends whether Yush Kedi is Kani. So there the issue isn't Chazara. The issue is whether we view the second Gneva as Gonev Min Agana for Gonev Min Abaylin. Okay. That's a question of Yush Kedi Kani. The Rambam paskins on that issue very clearly in Halacha Yud Zayin, and it's fascinating. That's the one where the Rambam, the only one, according to my diuk, where the Rambam says Yush Ena Kone. That's where he's talking about the question of Chazara itself, let's add one more diyuk here. Again, Perek Aleph, Halacha, Yud Zayin. Ram says, Agonif Machar, Agonif, Alpha Bishin, Siyah, Shabbat, the Menem, Shalom, Tashuma, Kefel. I think that's right. Yeah. The Imtava, Chumachar, and Misham, Tashuma, Baba Chamisha. Agonif Machar, Agonif, correct. Alpha Bishin, Siyah, Shabbat, the Menem, Shalom. The Ganav Rishon and Mishalim Shoydin Behema Zos Lachsor Be Neho Labailim Velo Kanya Haganov. This is the only place where he says it's explicitly Lo Kanya Haganov, even though we know that that's what he means. Why did he choose to say Dafka here? So I think because here it's important to say it. In other words, in the previous, the context of Samach Vav Amud Aleph, the whole issue is whether there's a chiyuv hashava. And that's what Ram is saying. There's a chiyuv hashava. Here, the issue is whether or not you're gonev min haganav or you're gonev min habailim. So one might have thought that as far as that is concerned, let's take now, according to my suggestion in the Rambam. Right. According to the Rambam, basically the koach kinyan of Yeush is there. The only problem is it's always overridden by the urgency of hachefetz chozeres lebaleha. So one might have thought, but on some theoretical level, Yeush is kona. Right. It's just that it's overridden. So linyan gonev min haganav, what's koveya? So I think that's why dafka here, dafka in this halacha, the Rambam had to add the words, because lemaisa it's chozeres, that interferes with the kinyan too. Not because no koach a kinyan, but it's not that there's a kinyan but he has to return it. The fact that it's chozeres, that's what he says, shahare dina behema hazos, lachzor bo neha labailim. Even here he has to explain it. Velokanya haganav, but the result of that is lokanya haganav, and that's what's koveya leinyan gonev min haganav or gonev min habailim. So I think it's very meduyak that dafka here the Rambam had to say it. Okay, that's the second Gemara. Then the third Gemara is the Gemara on also Samach Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara speaks about im yirsh kona ein tvichon mechira. And that's compared to the Gemara in Samach Esamud Beis, where the Gemara speaks about Chiv Dalad Behei Afilo Achar Yeush. So, now that question is very interesting. Does that depend really on Yeush Kone or not? Chiv Dalad Behei. So that's where Rabbeinu Tam comes into play. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Yeush Kedi could be Kani, and there could still be Tvichon Mechira. So it's not clear that third Gemara, I mean, not the one on Samach Vav that speaks about Chazara, not the one on Samach Zayin or Beis that speaks about Gonev Min Haganav, but the third Gemara. Is it Shalom Taveach or Shalom Mocher? It's not clear that really depends on Yush Kedi, Kani or Lo Kani, in absolute terms, because according to Beit Tam, it's really not true. But that's where you have the Stira in Rabbi Yochanan that we're contending with. Rabbi Yochanan in Sukkah seems to say the only problem of Lulav HaGazel is Mitzvah Baal Baveira. Sounds like Sanach Yisar and Avlachem. Right? Moreover, Rabbi Yochanan thinks that when it comes to Dalad Behei, that there is a Chi of Dalad Behei, La'achar Yeush. And yet, Rabbi Yochanan seems to say Yeush Kedi is Kani. How could Yeush Kedi be Kani? I'm sorry, yet it seems to say Yeush Kedi lo Kani. So that seems to be the stira in Rabbi Yochanan, similar stira in Ula. So that's where the Rishonim came up with what they came up. So Rashi on Samach, but this will conclude, Rashi on Samach Ches, and Tosas on Samach Zayin, and the Balamor and the Ramban and Sukkah, and the Ravid also here on Samach Ches, and the Ravid on Kufi Dalid. That's all these Rishonim basically said that in Okanami, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Ula, Yeush Kedi is not Kone. That's where Rabbeinu Tam came up with his distinction. Yush Kedi could be Kani, and the exception could still be Dal Dehei and Mitzvah Ba Baveiru. I, what do you do with the evidence? So that's where the Re says, oh, the problem is that some of the Gemaras that look like Yush Kedi, where Rabbi Yochanan seems to say, or Ula seems to say, that it is Kani, are really not Yush Kedi at all. They're either Yush and Shinui Hashem, that's the Re, or they're Yeush and Shinui Rishus, Ramban. And therefore it's misleading. Okay, we'll stop here. So we want to pick up tomorrow, not tomorrow, Thursday, try to finish this off. Let's investigate the other Gemaras, let's say Kufyud Aleph and Kufyud Dalid. You know what, look also again, if you don't mind, at look at Tosas Yar Rava, the one I mentioned before. What he says about Bab Metzia, Samach Vav Mudbeis, I'm not sure if Samach Zayin Mudbeis. Dear Masal Rabba. And if you get a chance, the Rabbi Yonasan HaKoyim Milonil and Bab Metzia Chavav Mudbeis also. I'm not going to give you more because I want to move quickly to finish this off. But what if we hold Yish Kedi Lo Kani? What impact could Yish have? And if you get a chance, also the Tosas Rids I gave you, which one did I give you? Kufyud Aleph from Mudbeis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look also on Kufyud Dalet. Kufyud Gimel and Kufyud Dalet, if you get a chance. Okay, but I was going to try to finish it off Thursday.
Maybe Perek Bey is in Hilchos Zeila. So Rambam's lesson is Kol Shevach Shishvicha Achar Yerush Im Rishalim Elach Shas.
One more time.
Say, the Rambam says the Kol Shevach Shishvicha Achar Yerush Im Rishalim Elach Shas Hakzeila. So my question is, why does it say Shas Hakzeila? Didn't he just establish that the important?
In which case is that? Which halach is it? Right.
So the Rambam's lesson says, seems to emphasize the importance of the Shas Yeish. It says, in Mishalim Elik Shas Yeish. My question is, why? Isn't the important.
Let's look at language again. It should be Shas Yeush, not Shas Zeila?
Yeah. That's, I mean,
which line bothers it?
The minor end line is the one that bothers me.
It's intuitive.
The whole first year you got all these.
Something going on.